What happens when a generation of girls achieves everything society tells them to want, yet feels emptier than ever? Despite outperforming boys academically, filling college rosters, and climbing career ladders, today's young women report unprecedented levels of anxiety and depression. The contradiction is stark. Girls who appear to have it all together are quietly falling apart. This isn't about lacking opportunity or ambition. It's about a more insidious trap, the relentless pursuit of an impossible standard that mistakes external achievement for internal fulfillment. When success is measured only by what fits neatly into college applications and Instagram feeds, we've created a generation of high-functioning, deeply unhappy young women who excel at becoming who others want them to be while never discovering who they actually are. Picture a straight-A student, volleyball captain, hospital volunteer, and member of three clubs with a color-coded planner. Now ask what she does for fun. Watch her face go blank. This is box filling, mechanically checking off achievements without asking why. Unlike thinking outside the box, filling it means living entirely within others' expectations. One business school graduate captured it perfectly. She felt lost without a regimented box to fill. Girls face unique vulnerability here. They mature faster physically and emotionally, yet often lack guidance to develop authentic purpose. As natural relationship builders who derive self-worth from others' approval, they're especially susceptible to external validation. They eagerly please, following teachers' directions, meeting parents' hopes, absorbing cultural messages about who they should become. The result? An empty box experience, where outward success masks inner hollowness. Without self-awareness to weather failures, we've raised young women who perform brilliantly but feel nothing, executing flawlessly while their authentic selves remain undiscovered. Five structural changes have transformed normal growing pains into potential crises. First, academics have become a pressure cooker. Standardized testing begins in elementary school, with students spending hundreds of hours preparing for exams previous generations approached casually. One girl described feeling like little more than the sum of my numbers, her identity reduced to scores and GPA. Second, girls develop physically earlier, ages 7 or 8, a full year sooner than 30 years ago, while being sexualized younger, experiencing bodily changes while emotionally still children. Third, technology eliminates all refuge. Girls send over 4,000 texts monthly, 60% more than boys, and sleep with phones by their pillows, available 24/7. Social missteps now reach enormous audiences. Fourth, contradictory health messages create impossible goals focused on appearance over wellness. Over 70% of adolescent girls sleep less than 8 hours nightly, creating an annual deficit of 40 missed nights. Finally, girl power has become unrealistic expectation. Young women now prioritize high-paying careers more than young men while valuing marriage and family equally, creating impossible pressure to have it all. They're told to be ambitious yet subdued, athletic yet feminine, intelligent yet flirty. These contradictions don't just confuse girls, they paralyze them. Girls respond to overwhelming pressure in distinct ways. The overstressed overachiever juggles rigorous academics, multiple sports, and constant volunteering, pushing until physical collapse. Outwardly composed, she's privately unraveling. The socially centered starlet lives in her school's social vortex, sending 200-plus texts daily. Though socially savvy, she fears missing out and loses self-awareness amid popularity pressure. The pensively private thinker is quiet and introspective, revealing complex thoughts only in writing. She analyzes everything but rarely expresses herself for fear of judgment. The caring peacemaker avoids confrontation and constantly helps others, but her passivity makes her vulnerable to exploitation. The dramatic party queen manipulates her social world with political skill, vibrant, outrageous, always center stage, yet harbors deep insecurities and takes risks to maintain status. The creative wonder possesses intense artistic passion, but becomes overwhelmed when her art receives less recognition than conventional achievements. The constant chameleon displays different personalities across settings, energetic with friends, variable in classrooms, quiet at home. Her adaptability masks her struggle to identify her own needs. The worst-case worrier sits front row, frantically taking notes. Her anxiety-fueled perfectionism drives her to overprepare and micromanage everything, exhausting herself through overthinking. Parents remain the most influential people in their daughters' lives, yet they're equally susceptible to achievement culture pressures. When Campbell's parents consulted about their unmotivated daughter, they couldn't understand why pushing her B-plus grades toward A's had backfired. Campbell was thriving with solid performance and creative pursuits, but her parents' focus on numerical achievement made her feel nothing would ever be good enough. The slippery slope begins innocently. Editing papers, typing while daughters dictate, making a few changes to projects. Soon, parents complete most of the work, justifying it as support. This debilitating handholding prevents critical thinking and communicates incompetence. Pay for A's systems are equally damaging. External incentives prevent intrinsic motivation and reinforce the harmful notion that love is conditionally tied to performance. Effective approaches focus on embracing possibilities, emphasizing long-term efforts over short-term results, and allowing girls to create their own worlds. When college sophomore Adriana asked for summer job help, her mother replied, "You can find yourself a better summer job than I ever could." Initially irritated, Adriana ultimately developed valuable skills navigating her university's career center, launching into adulthood with confidence in her own capabilities. When high school junior Maggie sought college prep advice, she was consumed with anxiety about taking the right classes. Exhausted from AP courses and late-night homework, she desperately wanted definitive answers. Instead, she was encouraged to identify activities she genuinely enjoyed. By dropping one AP class and pursuing her interests, Maggie discovered her purpose through volunteer work. Rather than setting more goals, girls need to discover purpose through goals reflecting authentic values. This shifts focus from doing, painting a mural, to being an artist, moving beyond box filling to genuine self-discovery. The Game of Threes offers a simple framework. List activities you enjoy, things you want to do more, and experiences you'd like to try. Then commit to incorporating 3 chosen items at least 3 times over 3 months. True confidence doesn't come from trophy confidence, fleeting highs from praise or achievements that leave girls constantly seeking validation. Authentic confidence emerges from active living and engaged learning, the satisfaction of persevering through challenges to achieve genuine mastery. Taking the B operates on 2 levels, as pragmatic permission not to achieve perfection everywhere, and philosophically, as redirecting focus from external expectations toward authentic living. The question, "Are you doing your best with what you've got?" becomes liberating, acknowledging that capacity changes with circumstances. This allows girls to become ruthless prioritizers, making choices aligned with values rather than external pressures. In a world measuring worth through test scores and Instagram likes, we've forgotten how to simply be, not perform, achieve, or impress, just exist authentically. The perfect girl myth steals joy, crushes creativity, and replaces genuine fulfillment with hollow accomplishment. Your daughter needs permission to be imperfect, space to discover what matters to her, and courage to disappoint those who love a version of her that isn't real. This isn't about lowering standards. It's redefining success as alignment between who you are and how you live. A girl with straight A's who hates her life isn't succeeding. She's surviving. Real success means knowing yourself well enough to make choices honoring your values, distinguishing your dreams from others' expectations, understanding that being good at something and enjoying it aren't the same. What would change if you stopped filling boxes and started building a life? The perfect girl doesn't exist, and chasing her leads you further from who you're meant to become. Your authentic self, messy, imperfect, gloriously real, is waiting. The world doesn't need another perfect girl. It needs you, exactly as you are, brave enough to be seen.